So now we're going to talk about some of the popular conspiracy theories that are out there. Okay. So one of the first ones that comes to my mind, I was reading about it, is that, you know, the hurricanes that we've been experiencing?
Yeah, and a lot of tornadoes too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they think that the hurricanes are not real. And that the government, or they are real, but they're made by government, mm-hmm. and they think that people use, like, chemical in the like, you know, storms,
yeah.
to make these massive storms and to just kill people,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that if this were true, we would have knocked out our enemies by now.
Exactly. You know, everyone would be dead.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Yeah. So I don't think that this is real, but this is one of the conspiracy theories out there. It's called the weather warfare. There is other conspiracy
theories. Yeah, there is another one. There was, like, the moon landing was faked. A lot of people thought that it was, like, something fake. The moon landing was faked was one of the most significant scientific and political achievements of the last century. Landing on the moon often comes under attack. So some people believe that the landing didn't happen and its appearance was orchestrated by NASA, American government, as part of the Cold War to raise national pride and one up the arch rival Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. And people who support this idea point to such things as the flag appearing to move in photos from the moon, something that should not happen as there's no wind in space. Yeah, this was disproved by pointing out that the flag only appears to move during the moment of unfurling, something which would happen even without wind. So a variation of this theory even goes so far as to say that the famous film director Stanley Kubrick was the creative mastermind of the fake footage of this landing.
Yeah, that one's really crazy.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of like sad also because the moon landing was obviously real, and it was a huge achievement.
Yeah, and I bet, like, the person was happy to do that, and then everyone was like, no, it's fake.
Yeah, people started calling it fake a while after, because that allowed for, like, a lot of time, again, and distance from mm-hmm. the event. Then they could, like, you know, say that it's fake.
Yeah, exactly.
And a lot of that was also, you know, spread on the internet, this mm-hmm. idea.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah.
people would not have
yeah.
even
the
been,
internet
like,
played
you know.
A big role, yeah.
Yeah, so another one that has spread through the internet and that is really popular pertains to the tragedy of the Las Vegas shooting. So rumors are circulating that there were multiple shooters on different levels of the building, that the security guard was an accomplice, and lastly that the entire thing was a hoax and that every person injured or killed are crisis actors who are trying to get rid of the Second Amendment, a rumor that often circulates after a mass shooting. So what I have to say about this is that, first of all, I know that the security guard who was accused of being an accomplice, he got harassed. Even though he didn't, like, do anything, a lot of people showed up to his house, like, trying to, like, break in and, like, all this stuff, like, just really bad harassment. Even though he didn't do anything. And the other thing is, that really makes me sad that, you know, a lot of people died and a lot of people were injured. Of course, they're not faking that.
Yeah,
but because people are farther away from this.
Yeah, they just didn't believe it.
Yeah.
Something really sad.
Yeah. And another one tied to this one is conspiracy theories have, you know, linked anti-fascist activists known as Antifa to a number of violent acts that either didn't take place at all or had nothing to do with them. They linked Antifa to both the Las Vegas shooting and the mass shooting in Texas a month later, even though there's no evidence that, you know, supports that the shooter was part of any, you know, anti-fascist movement or even sympathized with them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and another one, you know, I can think of, going back to the weather warfare,
yeah.
there's another weather one that you were telling me about.
Oh, okay, so there was, like, the chemtrails. It was, like, another conspiracy theory that the idea says that the trails you can spot in the sky behind the planes are actually chemtrails, some kind of chemical that it's sprayed by the government to control the population.
Of course, the trails are just contrails created by the combination of vapor from the plane's engine combined with low temperatures at night altitudes.
So now we're going to talk about some of the popular conspiracy theories that are out there, okay? So one of the first ones that comes to my mind, I was reading about it, is that, you know, the hurricanes that we've been experiencing?
Yeah, and a lot of tornadoes too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So they think that the hurricanes are not real, and that the government, or they are real, but they're made by government, mm-hmm. and they think that people use, like, chemical in the like, you know, storms,
yeah.
to make these massive storms and to just kill people,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that if this were true, we would have knocked out our enemies by now.
Exactly. You know, everyone would be dead.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Yeah. So I don't think that this is real, but this is one of the conspiracy theories out there. It's called the weather warfare. There is other conspiracy
theories. Yeah, there is another one. There was, like, the moon landing was faked. A lot of people thought that it was, something fake. The moon landing was faked was one of the most significant scientific and political achievements of the last century. Landing on the moon often comes under attack. So some people believe that the landing didn't happen, and its appearance was orchestrated by NASA, American government, as part of the Cold War to raise national pride and one up the arch rival Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. And people who support this idea point to such things as the flag appearing to move in photos from the moon, something that should not happen as there's no wind in space. Yeah. This was disproved by pointing out that the flag only appears to move during the moment of unfurling, something which would happen even without wind. So a variation of this theory even goes so far as to say that the famous film director Stanley Kubrick was the creative mastermind of the fake footage of this landing.
Yeah, that one's really crazy.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of like sad also, because the moon landing was obviously real, and it was a huge achievement.
Yeah, and I bet, like, the person was happy to do that, and then everyone was like, no, it's fake.
Yeah, people started calling it fake a while after, because that allowed for, like, a lot of time, again, and distance from mm-hmm. the event. Then they could, like, you know, say that it's fake.
Yeah, exactly.
And a lot of that was also, you know, spread on the internet, this mm-hmm. idea.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah.
people would not have
yeah.
even
the
been,
internet
like,
played
you know.
A big role, yeah.
Yeah, so another one that has spread through the internet and that is really popular pertains to the tragedy of the Las Vegas shooting. So rumors are circulating that there were multiple shooters on different levels of the building, that the security guard was an accomplice, and lastly that the entire thing was a hoax, and that every person injured or killed are crisis actors who are trying to get rid of the Second Amendment, a rumor that often circulates after a mass shooting. So what I have to say about this is that, first of all, I know that the security guard who was accused of being an accomplice, he got harassed. Even though he didn't, like, do anything, a lot of people showed up to his house, like, trying to, like, break in and, like, all this stuff, like, just really bad harassment. Even though he didn't do anything. And the other thing is, that really makes me sad that, you know, a lot of people died and a lot of people were injured. Of course, they're not faking that.
Yeah,
but because people are farther away from this.
Yeah, they just didn't believe it.
Yeah.
Something really sad.
Yeah. And another one tied to this one is conspiracy theories have, you know, linked anti-fascist activists known as Antifa to a number of violent acts that either didn't take place at all or had nothing to do with them. They linked Antifa to both the Las Vegas shooting and the mass shooting in Texas a month later, even though there's no evidence that, you know, supports that the shooter was part of any, you know, anti-fascist movement or even sympathized with them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and another one, you know, I can think of, going back to the weather warfare,
yeah.
there's another weather one that you were telling me about.
Oh, okay, so there was, like, the chemtrails. It was, like,
another conspiracy theory that the idea says that the trails you can spot in the sky behind the planes are actually chemtrails, some kind of chemical that it's sprayed by the government to control the population. Of course, the trails are just contrails created by the combination of vapor from the plane's engine combined with low temperatures at night altitudes.
So now we're going to talk about some of the popular conspiracy theories that are out there, okay? So one of the first ones that comes to my mind, I was reading about it, is that, you know, the hurricanes that we've been experiencing?
Yeah, and a lot of tornadoes too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So they think that the hurricanes are not real, and that the government, or they are real, but they're made by government, mm-hmm. and they think that people use, like, chemical in the like, you know, storms,
yeah.
to make these massive storms and to just kill people,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that if this were true, we would have knocked out our enemies by now.
Exactly. You know, everyone would be dead.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Yeah. So I don't think that this is real, but this is one of the conspiracy theories out there. It's called the weather warfare. There is other conspiracy
theories. Yeah, there is another one. There was, like, the moon landing was faked. A lot of people thought that it was, something fake. The moon landing was faked was one of the most significant scientific and political achievements of the last century. Landing on the moon often comes under attack. So some people believe that the landing didn't happen, and its appearance was orchestrated by NASA, American government, as part of the Cold War to raise national pride and one up the arch rival Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. And people who support this idea point to such things as the flag appearing to move in photos from the moon, something that should not happen as there's no wind in space. Yeah. This was disproved by pointing out that the flag only appears to move during the moment of unfurling, something which would happen even without wind. So a variation of this theory even goes so far as to say that the famous film director Stanley Kubrick was the creative mastermind of the fake footage of this landing.
Yeah, that one's really crazy.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of like sad also, because the moon landing was obviously real, and it was a huge achievement.
Yeah, and I bet, like, the person was happy to do that, and then everyone was like, no, it's fake.
Yeah, people started calling it fake a while after, because that allowed for, like, a lot of time again and distance from mm-hmm. the event. Then they could, like, you know, say that it's fake.
Yeah, exactly.
And a lot of that was also, you know, spread on the internet, this mm-hmm. idea.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah.
people would not have
yeah.
even
the
been,
internet
like,
played
you know.
A big role, yeah.
Yeah, so another one that has spread through the internet and that is really popular pertains to the tragedy of the Las Vegas shooting. So rumors are circulating that there were multiple shooters on different levels of the building, that the security guard was an accomplice, and lastly that the entire thing was a hoax and that every person injured or killed are crisis actors who are trying to get rid of the Second Amendment, a rumor that often circulates after a mass shooting. So what I have to say about this is that, first of all, I know that the security guard who was accused of being an accomplice, he got harassed. Even though he didn't, like, do anything, a lot of people showed up to his house, were, like, trying to, like, break in and, like, all this stuff, like, just really bad harassment. Even though he didn't do anything. And the other thing is, that really makes me sad that, you know, a lot of people died and a lot of people were injured. Of course, they're not faking that.
Yeah,
but because people are farther away from this.
Yeah, they just didn't believe it.
Yeah.
Something really sad.
Yeah. And another one tied to this one is conspiracy theories have, you know, linked anti-fascist activists known as Antifa to a number of violent acts that either didn't take place at all or had nothing to do with them. They linked Antifa to both the Las Vegas shooting and the mass shooting in Texas a month later, even though there's no evidence that, you know, supports that the shooter was part of any, you know, anti-fascist movement or even sympathized with them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and another one, you know, I can think of, going back to the weather warfare,
yeah.
there's another weather one that you were telling me about. Oh. Okay, so there was like the chemtrails. It was like another conspiracy theory that the idea says that the trails you can spot in the sky behind the planes are actually chemtrails, some kind of chemical that it's sprayed by the government to control the population. Of course, the trails are just contrails created by the combination of vapor from the plane's engine combined with low temperatures at night altitude.